Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
I feel like this podcast is going to be rough on me. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
At least two making fun of me moments in the podcast today. But before we get to that, I saw this story. So Voyager 1, do you remember the Voyager 1 mission? Is before you were even born by a lot, Katie. Voyager 1 got sent up in the 70s and has been traveling way flipping out into space for a very long time. What stopped communicating with us about 5 months ago when we thought, well, that's it. It's done. I mean, it wasn't expected
to last. Was it something I said?
It wasn't expected to last forever. And then all of a sudden yesterday, they started communicating again. And it started getting texts and stuff like that. And I wondered if it just responded, I must have not got your text, or I was busy, or I got a new phone, or something weird must have happened.
If you don't know why I'm not transmitting, I'm not going to tell you.
Voyager 1 goes back. I've just been really busy lately. Sorry about that, or something. I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody at NASA called tech support and they said, did you try turning it off and turning it back on?
That's something. That thing is still out there after 47 years, I think it is.
Wow.
Traveling through space just as far away as anything has ever been and still communicating. Wild. Now to the mocking me. We got this is about the way I grill and the pictures I've tweeted out and Katie's complaint about my grilling. Re-IQ differences, which we were talking about differences, different kinds of intelligence earlier in the show. Somebody texted, Jack seems to be brilliant at history, but then he puts his grilling utensils on the ground. So, yes, there are different kinds of intelligence.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
Yes, the contrast. Shocking.
I don't know why I put the spatula on the ground and the
burgers.
Well,
not just that, but then the when we pointed it out to you, you said, well, where should I put them? Anywhere else, Jack.
Yeah. Yes, even on a paper towel on the ground, yeah. Although that's just partial credit. Did get this note from Dan in North Carolina. I'm with you, Jack. I have zero interest in grilling and am convinced that half the men that claim to be interested are latent junior high schoolers desperate to fit in. So like the brave masked intellectual walking your parade route, I say F you to those who boo us.
Yeah, I don't mean I don't think there's got to be a flaw in other people that like to grill. I just don't enjoy it, and I have no interest in learning to be better at it.
And then Dan spins a tale worth telling. As an aside, I have a relative by marriage, of course, that fancies himself a master griller. So the propane grill was too bourgeois. So he purchased the same charcoal grill you have, except apparently he couldn't figure out how to install the legs. So he just put it on top of a deck railing. Then he lit the fire in there, burned a hole almost completely through a plywood table, and emblazoned the leaves around the carport, which led to a fire department visit. Emblazoned, he uses in quotes, like that reporter. Bet his steaks are great, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my. The grillist and the anti-grillist.
Yeah, but
is that the newest fault line, the dividing line in American society?
Yeah, so I'm giving up on that manly skill, but hoping I make for it in other manly areas like... If you couldn't put the legs on that grill, you really have no ability to fix or work on anything. Holy crap. They're like two screws and a wing nut. Yes, Katie?
Your man card is at risk.
Oh, yes? I'd say.
I just think that if you had a different grill, it might change your experience a little bit.
Yeah.
It can't be comfortable being down in that position grilling at all.
No.
It's not comfortable in that position doing anything.
Right.
How much did you spend for that grill, Jack?
I honestly think it was on sale. I think it was $8 because it was on sale. It was like they had two left. Should you spend
$8
more than...
grill guy?
No, he's lying. He stole it from the guy that lives in front of the radio station.
Right. Lives in his beaten down RV.
It's the mini Weber, right? That sits like a foot off the ground. The top of it's a foot and a half.
Yeah, I think it's designed to take with you camping or something. It's not designed to be
or tailgating.
The grill you have in your backyard.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of funny when I've been looking for a house, and some of these houses, you know, they got the built-in grill with the refrigerator and the fan above it and all these different things. I think this is slightly different than what I currently have.
Hanson says he knows a place you could buy a bunch of used grills.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
One with legs would be handy if I didn't have to bend over. Anyway, that's probably enough of that. This was from... The Daily Show last night, once a week, the old host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, is on there. Pretty funny.
Well, he's actually funny, which is in contrast with the other hosts. It's certainly Trevor Noah.
Wow. This features a word I've never said and never will say, and other people think this sort of humor is funny, and so we didn't air it on the air, but I realize other people find this humorous.
As I was explaining, though, the media has systematically failed to contextualize.
Oh, John, please, you're killing me. My poor, sweet, naive, older than I remember John.
What?
Really? We need this messy bullshit spectacle. Every other news story is a massive bummer. This Trump trial is like an open window in a Greyhound bus full of farts. Why are you trying to close the window, John? Why are you trying to make us smell farts?
I'm not trying to make you smell farts.
No, John, you're trying to make us smell farts.
You know I would never do this that.
And Hanson, our executive producer, thought that was funny. I don't like that word. I don't say that word. To me, that is the F word. And so
I will never understand that.
I don't understand it myself, but I'm appalled by that word. And I do not find there any humor in the topic.
Okay.
All right, Captain Cuckoo, whatever. I'm interested in the angle of we need this story. It's a breath of fresh air. I mean, it's is that just lefty insanity or...
I think focusing on what time he arrived, what his hair looked like, did he fall asleep? Just something that's just that, as opposed to super heavy duty war abortion, etc. I guess.
Yeah, the weaponizing of the justice system against political candidates is light fare. It's hilarious. I think I could stay awake.
I thought it was pretty funny that young correspondent said, older than I remember John Stewart. That's probably She probably was watching him in like junior high and really into it. Now she's on The Daily Show. He's a 60-something.
Well, you know how it is. If you see somebody, then see him 5 years later, it's like, oh.
God, I had one of those the other day. I ran into somebody and thought, have I aged the same amount since the last time I saw you as you have? That can't possibly be true.
Yeah, well, okay.
I didn't take a lot of physics, but I'm pretty sure time moves the same rate for all of us, right?
Unless one finds oneself in a black hole. Yes, that is my understanding of it.
So if I run into somebody and they've aged a certain amount, it would lead me to believe that I've aged the same amount, too. I just haven't recognized it. Am I correct there?
Yeah, sure. See yourself every day.
This probably doesn't happen to you, does it, Katie? You're too young for that.
No, it has.
Mm.
I've seen some people from high school. I'm like, ooh, you're aging like creamer.
Do you tell them that?
No, my face probably does. I am the master of saying it with my facial expressions, unfortunately.
Right. People do age at different rates, though. I mean, there's as big a swing as 15 years, they say, in what age you look once you get older, depending on genetics and lifestyle. So it's not completely true that we aged the same amount.
And I'm realizing the ultimate, do you want to look good now or later, is sun exposure.
Oh, wow. I have a female friend who all her friends say, why do you look so young? And it's all because she did not tan when she was younger like they all did. And she does look, she's 15 years younger than her contemporaries, at least.
Wow.
So it is tough. Do you want to be pale person at the pool when you're 22? Or do you want to be looks 40 at age 50 person when you're older? That's a tough call.
Leatherface.
Yeah, I definitely find myself, as I am rapidly aging, among you got your tans too much young woman, then you got your tans too much 40-year-old woman, and you're starting to see the signs of what might be described as a catcher's mitt-like dermis. And then you have your 60-plus tanned too much woman. And, man, them birds have come home to roost.
Right.
Hey, bada, bada, hey, bada.
Yeah, that's a heck of a price to pay to be good and tan when you're 25. It really is.
Yeah. And, again, I don't mean to be cruel. I don't measure people by their looks. But there's no better term than leathery.
I remember we had a salesperson we referred to as tan guy.
Well, he was super tan.
Yeah, he was.
Spray on tan or was it actual tan?
I think it was. I know it was real tan because we went to a company. Remember, there was a company barbecue once, and he did the really odd thing at this company barbecue where everybody's standing out, where he took off his shirt and sat in a lawn chair with everybody around at the company barbecue so he could get more sun. So I guess he was tan guy.
All right.
Yeah, work function. Yeah, but hey, sun's out, guns out, and. Teats.
Nips
apparently.
Out.
Nips out.
Some move
free
action.
The nipple. Exactly.
All right.
Guy was in really good shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was not going to waste a single opportunity to get more UV rays in him.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's going to look 100 by the time he's 60.
Well, I guess that's it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.